Sometimes the fun begins when the paved road ends. Chevy Silverado 2500 HD is made to work hard and play hard on the road or off. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com for details and experience life in HD.
There's a couple of things immediately in our future. That would be A, the 4th of July, the whole 4th of July weekend, and, of course, the NASCAR race. So who do we do, I'm sorry, who do we go to for weather information? Well, who the hell else? Bill Snyder, WGN-TV weather producer. Hi, Bill. It's a hot one today.
John, happy 4th of July Eve to you. Yeah,
yes, it was the same to you.
It was a warm one today. How about that? We actually got up to 90 degrees at Midway today.
Yeah.
The 10th time this year.
Man.
88 at O'Hare. So, you know, it's as we approach the what's typically our warmest holiday of the year, I mean, how about that? Isn't that something? We actually have some warm weather. It's pretty amazing.
No. Yeah. And I'm glad that we're not in the path of any kind of hurricanes that
are going on today.
Wow.
We're in great shape up here when you think of what's going on in some parts of the country right now. Really something, John. Yeah.
Yeah, it sure is. So, wait a minute. Do I have that microphone on? Hold on a second. I have a, I have a microphone outdoors. Wait a minute. There it is. You hear that? That's in case neighborhood kids start firing off fireworks later.
Uh-oh. Yeah.
Unfortunately, I want to be able to hear that. But I think it's being dominated now by the sound of neighborhood air conditioners. Oh, well. I can't blame them. I can't blame them.
Right. Right. The sounds of summer, right, John?
Indeed it is.
Yeah.
Indeed
it is.
Yeah. So, what do you say, Bill? I mean, last year when NASCAR came to town.
Yep.
It was a deluge of rain. I mean, there was a ton of rain. It wasn't just rain.
Yep.
It was raining and rain. They delayed the race. They shortened the race.
People
were like, what are we doing?
Yeah, I remember that. We got caught under a slow-moving thunderstorm cell in parts of the area, I think near Cicero, if I recall correctly. Mm. And they ended up getting about 5 or 6 inches of rain in a short period of time. It was really something. One of those slow-moving cell. This time of the year, you know, if you get enough, we have enough tropical moisture in the air, and you know the steering winds aloft are fairly light. So if you get one of these thunderstorms to develop, it tends to be a very slow mover, and that was the case last year. And I'll be honest with you, I was surprised that they were able to get the race in, even though they delayed it. But they did get it. You know, they did get it in, which was a testament to the crews down there for sure.
And also to sponsorship.
Yeah, I'm sure that had a little something to do with it. Right, yeah, right.
We're not calling this thing off.
No,
high water, and we do have high water now.
Well, they did have high water. Yeah, parts of our area did. Boy, that was really something. Yeah,
I don't. But what do you think about this year? I mean, if the race was today, it'd be perfect.
It would be. And you know what? I think that. We're not going to have any issues. I think the race starts on Saturday, correct? Saturday afternoon.
Yeah.
Saturday looks gorgeous, John. I mean, I think no rain in the forecast at this point, and temperatures in the low 80s. I mean, just gorgeous and partly sunny skies. So I think that the first day will get off without a hitch. There is a but, though, right? There's always a but in the forecast. So we do run the risk of some pop-up showers and thunderstorms during the afternoon on Sunday. So that will be something to watch. But at this distance, I have to say, I don't think it looks like anything what we went through last year. So no repeat of 6-inch deluge. So that's a good thing. And, you know, in typical summertime fashion, John, you know, it's one area gets a shower, thunderstorm, and if you go a couple of miles or 5 miles in either direction, and it's you're saying, what's all the fuss about? You know, it's nice out. It's partly sunny and not a drop of rain falling. So that's just typical of summertime thunderstorms here in Chicago in the Midwest. It just the rains just don't fall uniformly across the area. And I don't think that we're looking at you know, a sun up to sundown deluge on Sunday. So that's good news. I think they'll be able to get the race in. There could be a little, you know, might be dodging a shower here and there, but overall it looks pretty good.
You know, stand by there, Bill, because here we have the holiday happening tomorrow, and that gives a lot of us a 4-day weekend.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
What does that mean? We'll find out when we come back on 720 WGN. What is going to go on?
Well, John, you know, first off, I just, you know, looking at our July 4th climatology here across the Chicago area, you know, typically, if you go back all of our years of records, 61 of 147 July 4th, which is 41%. See high temperatures in the 80s. And guess what? Tomorrow we're going to have a high temperature in the 80s. So you look at it, the warmest 4th of July, you might remember this, 2012, 102 degrees. So not that long ago.
Right.
We've had as, you know, warm as 98 in 1949, 96 in 1990. We will not see that kind of heat tomorrow. But we will see temperatures inland, if you get away from the lake, in the upper 80s. There will be a very light onshore breeze that develops in the afternoon. Now, this will only really cool areas within a couple of miles of Lake Michigan. So there you'll get a little free air conditioning courtesy of Lake Michigan, where temperatures will be in the upper 70s to near 80. So very, very comfortable day under a mix of sun and clouds. There's only the slightest chance, and, you know, we wanted to take it out of the forecast, but, you know, if you get a little shower in one area, then you will certainly hear about it. So we've kept it in there, but we're talking like a 10 to 20% chance in the afternoon of a very isolated sprinkle or shower, but literally most of the area will not see any precipitation. So that is great news. Tomorrow night for fireworks, I think we're going to be okay. Temperatures will fall back into the 70s. It'll be, you know, a moderate brand of humidity, nothing oppressive that you could typically see this time of the year. And we do run the risk of a more widespread shower or thunderstorm chance, about 50 or 60% of the area, late tomorrow night. And this should be after the fireworks are concluded. So probably looking after midnight into the early morning hours of Friday. So if you wanted to time the rain any better, you couldn't ask for any better situation tomorrow. So that's good news. And as we move into the day on Friday, you could see an isolated shower, but that would be mostly earlier in the day, and only about 20 or 30% of the area will see that. And temperatures, again, back in the mid-80s. So we're looking at some very typical summertime weather, John. I mean, when you look at what's going on in other parts of the country, boy, they are getting prepped for a dangerous heat wave out west that's getting underway, a long-duration heat wave that's likely to break some record highs and even some overnight lows in places like Las Vegas, Redding, California, and even Death Valley. I was looking at the forecast out in Death Valley. Now, they're used to hot weather out in that area. I mean, it's no, you know, hot weather in July in Death Valley is nothing new. But the intensity of the heat out there, John, they could be talking temperatures that approach all-time record there, upwards of 129 to 132 degrees. Yes, I'm not kidding you. And overnight lows.
Man.
So you walk out the door, John, at 5:30 in the morning in Death Valley. Overnight lows, 97, 98 degrees.
What?
Yeah.
That is insane.
It really is. I mean, I guess it's called Death Valley for a reason, right?
I was just going to say,
Yeah. I mean, it's amazing. So, you know, when you look at our temperatures here in the mid-80s, low-80s, mid-80s, I mean, we're doing pretty well here. I mean, it could certainly be a lot warmer this time of the year. And it's you know, it'll be the holiday will certainly feel the part. It'll be warm, but it won't be anything oppressive. It'll be, you know, plenty of allow people to get outside and enjoy some of the perfect summertime weather here.
So obviously, well, maybe not obviously, but I don't assume a lot of people actually live in Death Valley. Maybe they do.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't even know what the Death Valley zip code is.
Right.
But for instance, what populated areas are these temperatures going to be?
Las Vegas, you did say that. Sacramento, Phoenix, Palm Springs.
Wow.
You know, so even interior California, Fresno, Redding, California, I mentioned that. So those areas are even going to see temperatures of unusual proportions that they're used to out there. I mean, even temperatures there approaching the 110 teens, so 110 to 115, which is really hot, even by their standards this time of the year. So, and the thing is that strikes you, John, is that this is a long-duration heat wave out there. It's not going to be something that lasts just a day or two. I mean, this is going to go on for several days, and, you know, continue into early next week by all indications. So, and that those are the kind of heat waves that can be deadly. You know, when you're talking about something that lasts multiple days to a week in time, those are the, you know, studies have shown that, you know, without adequate cooling measures, and I'm sure some of those areas do, but without adequate cooling, that you can turn deadly. And we saw that ourselves here in 1995 during our deadly heat wave.
I remember that.
Yeah, it was something else. And so we've learned more and more about heat. And you know, when you look at the bigger picture, John, of all of our weather natural disasters between heat waves and tornadoes and thunderstorms and cold waves and so forth. You know, surprisingly, this might surprise some folks out there, but heat is number one on the list as far as killers go. It's the number one killer of all natural weather disasters. So it's interesting.
That's an interesting fact, and it doesn't surprise me because I think more people are unprepared,
right,
if you will, to be exposed to extremes in heat, as opposed to, well, it's going to be cold, you know, I'll prepare myself for that. I'll dress accordingly.
Yeah.
I'll know where I'm, where I can find places to stay warm.
Right.
Whereas heat, well, you know, we almost say to ourselves, I hope it's hot. It's summer.
Yeah.
But you're caught off guard if you're not, what, out of the sun,
right,
in the shade, hydrated,
right,
wearing the right type of clothing.
Sure.
I mean, there are so many factors that are involved in that.
Yeah, and you know, it's to most of the population that sounds like it's pretty much common sense there. But like you said, I think some people they get caught off guard by it. You know, you're just carrying on with your regular activities, and you're not really your body's not accustomed to it. And it if your body gets overheated, it certainly can take quite a few measures to cool it down, you know.
Yeah,
it's something that's definitely needs to be taken seriously.
So what is the short-term forecast then?
So the short-term for us tonight, no problems. I know there's several fireworks shows in the area tonight.
Yeah.
So tonight's a gorgeous night. No precipitation expected. We'll have lows drop down in the low 70s. So a very comfortable night. Humidities will remain, you know, tolerable for this time of the year. Tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds, and inland areas will peak in the upper 80s. Will be a little lake breeze and cool areas near the lake to the upper 70s. So nothing, you know, overwhelming there. And there's just the slightest chance of an isolated shower. Better chance we see some more area-wide showers that could impact half the area late tomorrow night into early Friday, a shower, a thunder shower there. And then I think the bulk of Friday will remain dry after that storm chance moves out. And we have a gorgeous Saturday ahead, John. Temperatures in the low 80s with lower humidity. We'll drop the humidity a little bit. It'll be a very, very comfortable day. So no precipitation there. And then Sunday we have a chance about 40% or 50% of the area sees a shower or storm before the day is over, and temperatures warming up into the mid to maybe even upper 80s. And we carry that storm chance into early next week, into Monday and Tuesday. But, you know, again, typical summertime fashion, you know, it's not a cancel your plans type of forecast,
right.
Outdoor
yeah.
plans. I think the bulk of the majority of the hours will be dry versus stormy. But, you know, just keep that in mind as you're planning, you know, the possibility we run the risk of a shower or thunderstorm at any point during that period. But again, plenty of nice hours to get outside and enjoy and barbecue and head to the beach or the pool or whatever else, you know, you want to do in typical summer fashion around here.
Well, that's great news, Bill.
Yeah,
thanks for being the carrier of good news. People love it when the weather is great. I'm sure it makes your job a lot easier.
Yeah, yeah, it
thanks
does.
Again. And we'll talk to you next week, and have a safe and happy 4th of July weekend, Bill.
Yeah, happy 4th to you, John. And
I should
add that we'll be covering on our news tonight the latest on Hurricane Beryl, which is moving in on southwest Jamaica right now and expected to approach the Cayman Islands late tonight. So this is a really, really powerful storm, still Category 4 strength and producing 130-mile-per-hour winds. So this is really, really a powerful storm.
Oh, we'll keep an eye out for that on Channel 9 tonight. Thanks, Bill.
You bet. Thanks, John. Pleasure to talk to you.
Right back at you. That's Bill Snyder, the man who knows what's going on. He's the WGN-TV weather producer.